We're going to start off this morning with a short riddle, okay? And you can think about it, and then we'll obviously get our answer at the end. And the riddle begins with, what is free, but is the most valuable thing that you have? And even though once you spend it and it's gone forever, every one of us always spends all of it. But the good news is, every day, every person, rich or poor, unemployed or CEO, is given a brand new deposit of this to again spend as they wish. And it's the exact same amount for every person, rich or poor, tall or short, healthy or terminally ill, young or old. Every person is faced, when given this, with the exact same predicament, which is always, what will you do with it? And this mysterious thing, of course, is what? Time. Time. And so now, to today's scripture. It's one of my favorite passages. It's there in your bulletin. And there's some very wise, beautiful, life-guiding words of Jesus, who says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth or rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For he says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And may God bless now our understanding and our living of these tremendous words of abundant life. Amen. So 40 years ago, there were two things that made a great impact on me that still influence me today. And the first was, not a surprise to you, but I graduated from college. That's not it. The first thing was that I got a job in insurance. Great fit, right? For some, not for me. But can you imagine me as an insurance person? No offense to insurance people. This actually might be a compliment to them. And that includes my entire family that is in, every single one of them are in a different part of insurance. Just not for me, not my calling. And because it wasn't my calling during those first few years when I was in my early 20s when I worked in insurance, as it turns out, insurance actually gave me a tremendous gift. And how is that? Because it was such a bad fit for me that it drove me to do a lot of soul searching. And I was asking over and over, what on earth am I doing here? And there's got to be something better than this. And what is my life about? And what am I investing in? So I was a claims adjuster, and my territory was the northwestern part of Connecticut, and it was a huge area, and so there was a lot of driving, and I spent about half of my time in my car driving, and because of that, what I would get to do is I would listen to tapes. Now, tapes, Julie, and all young people, just think podcasts, okay? And I would listen to these tapes about spirituality and personal development and so forth. And because I had all this time to do this, I would like to take this opportunity to officially thank Hartford Insurance Company for part of my spiritual development. And one of the tapes that I would listen to so many times, it was from a lecture that I had attended in college, and it was by, and as you know, I mention him from time to time, Ram Dass. Ram Dass was there as a visiting person for just a couple of days, and they had, college had Health Enrichment Week, which was a special thing, and I saw this, and so I skipped all my classes in business. I was a business major, And I was mysteriously drawn to attend every single one of these lectures and workshops and programs. And it was on subjects like meditation and yoga, positive addictions, biofeedback, and so forth. And then there was this one person who I'd never heard of before, whose name was Ram Dass. And he gave a lecture, and he gave a separate workshop. And he said a few things that stuck with me, and that I just kept turning over and over and over and over and over in my mind. And the first was actually our scripture passage. And I had never remembered previously really hearing this passage, or certainly not hearing it in the same way that when he shared it. And as they say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I think that's part of what was happening. But he said, and he said it in these words, he said, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth nor rust doth corrupt, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, for where your treasure is, there lies your heart also. And I remember hearing those words and wondering, what's my treasure? What's my treasure? And then the other thing that made this impact on me was still same lecture, and I listened to him tell a story about Mahatma Gandhi. And Mahatma Gandhi, the short version of this is when he was leading all these peace marches, Gandhi was, and he was on a train, he was in the station, the train was stopped, it was ready to go, and there was all these news reporters that were gathered around the outside of the train, and just in throngs, and everybody's trying to get to him, and people are shouting questions. And one reporter shouted a question that kind of rose above the rest, and he said, Mahatmaji, Gandhiji, which is how they said it, give us a message. And Gandhi, always traveling very sparsely and simply, wrote some words down on, he had a lunch in his brown paper bag, and he wrote on the brown paper bag, and then he ripped off that corner of the bag, and he folded it, and he passed it out the window to the reporters, and they opened it, and they read it, and his words said, my life is my message. And Ram Dass, in his talk, he said, your life is your message. And so that just turned over and over in my mind. What's my life? What's my message? What am I investing in? And over the years, I've pushed myself with those questions. And they've helped me continually clarify those things that I truly care about. And I still ask those questions today. And obviously my response now is, this is my life. This is my life. You are my life. Very literally. You are my life. And you're my message. Laura is my life. My family is my life, my message. Doing all that I get to do is my life and my message. That's me now. Back then, I didn't get to experience any of this. And I was in a very different place, and so I kept asking the question again and again. And after a few years, I had gotten to the point of understanding, not knowing specifically what it was, but I got to the point of understanding, for me, that my life and my message was about, I could clarify it to loving God, loving others, becoming love itself, making the world a better place, and staying on the path. And that was back then. But by clarifying that message then, That's what led me here, to you, to Laura, to everything that I've experienced in my life, to reality that has far exceeded my dreams. A reality that was even beyond the world of insurance. Now that was me, and of course, it's going to be completely different for you. Because every person has a different answer to those questions. But the thing is, life asks the same question of all of us. Which are these questions that we hear? What's your treasure? What are you investing in? And I'll say either intentionally or unintentionally. With your precious gift of time, that once you've spent it, it's gone forever. But in the process of your spending it creates your treasure. Where again, whether you're rich or poor, CEO or unemployed, person of wonderful health, or terminally ill, that question is the same for everyone. What do you do with it? And sometimes this is a disturbing question. But it's a question that awakens us from at least potentially sleepwalking through life and someday being jolted awake, wondering, how did I get here? Where did the time go? How did everything go so fast? And so why do I bring this up at this point? Obviously, it's the beginning of the year, 16 days into 2022. And so it's a good time for a reevaluation and to choose a new direction or maybe just tune things up a bit. Because as Christine Miller said, at any given moment, you have the power to say, this is not how the story is going to end. You get to write how it is going to be, regardless of what's happened before. Or, thinking about Julie's books, as Dr. Seuss said, you have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes, and you can steer yourself any direction you choose. Or if you're looking for a more spiritual, Yogi Bikram Choudhury said, he said, you are never too old, never too bad, never too late, never too sick to start from scratch once again. And then on January 2nd, I read something that just immediately took hold. And this is actually the quote that I wanted to share with you that's also in your bulletin. And I'll just read it. Where this person said, I've reached the point in my life this past year where I've realized just how vital the idea and essence of time is. Who and what gets my time these days? We don't get time back, he said. So in 2022 and beyond, the people, the projects, the energy, the everything, life, if it gets my time and gets me out of bed, then I'll go to sleep knowing it was worth it. And it was all time wisely spent. Time is our most valuable currency. So what is your treasure? In what are you investing? Things that will pass, things which moth and rust will corrupt, or things that stick. There was a poem that I've shared here before, and that I know that it has stuck with at least one person who's talked to me about it a couple different times over the years, and so I just want to share it with you again, called The Dash. And it goes like this. You may have heard this before, pretty well known. I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of his friend. He referred to the dates of her tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came the date of her birth and spoke of the second with tears. But he said what mattered most of all was the dash in between those years. For that dash represents all the time that she spent alive here on earth. And now, only those who loved her know what that little line is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. But what matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left. You could be at dash mid-range. So if we slow down just enough to consider what is true and what is real, and always try to understand the way other people feel, and be less quick to anger, and show appreciation more, and love the people in our lives like we've never loved them before. If we treat each other with respect, and more often wear a smile, remembering that the special dash might only last a little while. So when your eulogy is being read with your life's actions in rehash, would you be pleased with the things they say about how you spent your dash? William James, who's considered the father of modern psychology from back in the 1800s, he said, "The best use of life is to invest in something which will outlast life." Albert Einstein said, "Only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile." Christ said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." As we've heard, Martin Luther King talked about service being the essence. And Gandhi said, "My life is my message." How will you spend your dash? Beautiful. And hopefully disturbing. We started with a riddle and we end with the same riddle. What is free, but is the most valuable thing you have? And yet we always spend it. No one's ever gotten away without having to spend every bit of it. If we spend it well, it continues through others. We fritter it away, just gone. Every day, every person is given a new deposit in their account, the exact same amount for every person to spend as they wish, and whether you're rich or whether you're poor, unemployed or CEO, tall, short, healthy, terminally ill, young or old, everyone has the same predicament, which is, what are you going to do with it? Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, timeless treasures. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Last quote. And I read that someone took this and actually put it in their calendar with an alarm, repeating every day. I love it so much, I put it in my alarm for 7:30 in the morning, every day for the next 40 years. I'm hopeful. And it says this: a year from now, you'll wish you had started today. Go and create your treasure. Amen.